Hello, and this is episode 155 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and today is the 9th anniversary of the first episode of Life Spring. Whether you've been with me from the beginning with that show, or if you joined the Life Spring family sometime along the way, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life. And I thank God for calling me to sit behind this microphone for all these years and have a tiny little part in sharing the good news. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 31, Acts chapter 17, and Psalm 77 from the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all the Israelites. I am now 120 years old, and I cannot lead you anymore. The Lord told me I would not cross the Jordan River. The Lord your God will lead you across himself. He will destroy those nations for you, and you will take over their land. Joshua will also lead you across, as the Lord has said. The Lord will do to those nations what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, when he destroyed them and their land. The Lord will give those nations to you. Do to them everything I told you. Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid of them, and don't be frightened, because the Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave you or forget you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in front of the people, Be strong and brave, because you will lead these people into the land the Lord promised to give their ancestors and help them take it as their own. The Lord himself will go before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forget you. Don't be afraid and don't worry. So Moses wrote down these teachings and gave them to the priests and all the elders of Israel. The priests are the sons of Levi, who carry the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord. Then Moses commanded them, Read these teachings for all Israel to hear at the end of every 7 years, which is the year to cancel what people owe. Do it during the Feast of Shelters, when all the Israelites will come to appear before the Lord your God and stand at the place he will choose. Gather all the people, the men, women, children, and foreigners living in your towns, so that they can listen and learn to respect the Lord your God and carefully obey everything in this law. Since their children do not know this law, they must hear it. They must learn to respect the Lord your God for as long as they live in the land you are crossing the Jordan River to take for your own. The Lord said to Moses, Soon you will die. Get Joshua and come to the meeting tent so that I may command him. So Moses and Joshua went to the meeting tent. The Lord appeared at the meeting tent in a cloud. The cloud stood over the entrance of the tent. And the Lord said to Moses, You will soon die. Then these people will not be loyal to me, but will worship the foreign gods of the land they are entering. They will leave me, breaking the agreement I made with them. Then I will become very angry at them, and I will leave them. I will turn away from them, and they will be destroyed. Many terrible things will happen to them. Then they will say, It is because God is not with us that these terrible things are happening. I will surely turn away from them then, because they have done wrong and have turned to other gods. Now write down this song and teach it to the Israelites. Then have them sing it, because it will be my witness against them. When I bring them into the land I promised to their ancestors, a fertile land, they will eat as much as they want and get fat. Then they will turn to other gods and serve them. They will reject me and break my agreement. Then, when many troubles and terrible things happen to them, this song will testify against them, because the song will not be forgotten by their descendants. I know what they plan to do, even before I take them into the land I promised them. So Moses wrote down the song that day, and he taught it to the Israelites. Then the Lord gave this command to Joshua son of Nun, Be strong and brave, because you will lead the people of Israel to the land I promised them, and I will be with you. After Moses finished writing all the words of the teachings in a book, he gave a command to the Levites, who carried the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord. He said, Take this book of the teachings and put it beside the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord your God. It must stay there as a witness against you. I know how stubborn and disobedient you are. You have disobeyed the Lord while I am alive and with you, and you will disobey even more after I die. Gather all the older leaders of your tribes and all your officers to me, so that I may say these things for them to hear, and so that I may ask heaven and earth to testify against them. I know that after I die, you will become completely evil. You will turn away from the commands I have given you. Terrible things will happen to you in the future when you do what the Lord says is evil. and ye will make him angry with the idols you have made. And Moses spoke this whole song for all the people of Israel to hear. Acts chapter 17. Paul and Silas traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, and came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue. Paul went into the synagogue, as he always did, and on each Sabbath day for 3 weeks he talked with his fellow Jews about the Scriptures. He explained and proved that the Christ must die and then rise from the dead. He said, "This Jesus I am telling you about is the Christ." Some of them were convinced and joined Paul and Silas, along with many of the Greeks who worshipped God and many of the important women. But some others became jealous, so they got some evil men from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot. They ran to Jason's house, looking for Paul and Silas, wanting to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other believers to the leaders of the city. The people were yelling, "These people have made trouble everywhere in the world, and now they've come here too. Jason is keeping them in his house. All of them do things against the laws of Caesar, saying there is another king called Jesus." When the people and the leaders of the city heard these things, they became very upset. They made Jason and the others put up a sum of money. Then they let the believers go free. That same night, the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea, where they went to the synagogue. These people were more willing to listen than the people in Thessalonica. The Bereans were eager to hear what Paul and Silas said, and studied the Scriptures every day to find out if these things were true. So many of them believed, as well as many important Greek women and men. But the people in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the Word of God in Berea too, so they came there, upsetting the people and making trouble. The believers quickly sent Paul away to the coast, but Silas and Timothy stayed in Berea. The people leading Paul went with him to Athens. Then they carried a message from Paul back to Silas and Timothy, for them to come to him as soon as they could. While Paul was waiting for Silas and Timothy in Athens, he was troubled because he saw that the city was full of idols. In the synagogue, he talked with the Jews and the Greeks who worshipped God. He also talked every day with people in the marketplace. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers argued with him, saying, "This man doesn't know what he's talking about. What is he trying to say?" Others said, "He seems to be telling us about some other gods," because Paul was telling them about Jesus and his rising from the dead. They got Paul and took him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said, "Please explain to us this new idea you have been teaching. The things you are saying are new to us, and we want to know what this teaching means." All the people of Athens and those from other countries who live there always use their time to talk about the newest ideas. Then Paul stood before the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I can see that you are very religious in all things. As I was going through your city, I saw the objects you worship. I found an altar that had these words written on it, 'To a God who is not known.' You worship a God that you don't know, and this is the God I am telling you about. The God who made the whole world and everything in it is the Lord of the land and the sky. He does not live in temples built by human hands. This God is the one who gives life, breath, and everything else to people. He does not need any help from them. He has everything he needs. God began by making one person, and from him came all the different people who live everywhere in the world. God decided exactly when and where they must live. God wanted them to look for him, and perhaps search all around for him and find him, though he is not far away from any of us. By his power we live and move and exist. Some of your own poets have said, 'For we are his children.' Since we are God's children, you must not think that God is like something that people imagine or make from gold, silver, or rock. In the past, people did not understand God, and he ignored this. But now, God tells all people in the world to change their hearts and lives. God has set a day that he will judge all the world with fairness by the man he chose long ago. And God has proved this to everyone by raising that man from the dead." When the people heard about Jesus being raised from the dead, some of them laughed. But others said, "We will hear more about this from you later." So Paul went away from them. But some of the people believed Paul and joined him. Among those who believed was Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and some others. Psalms chapter 77. I cry out to God, I call to God, and He will hear me. I look for the Lord on the day of trouble. All night long I reach out my hands, but I cannot be comforted. When I remember God, I become upset. When I think, I become afraid. Selah. You keep my eyes from closing. I am too upset to say anything. I keep thinking about the old days, the years of long ago. At night I remember my songs. I think and ask myself, will the Lord reject us forever? Will He never be kind to us again? Is His love gone forever? Has He stopped speaking for all time? Has God forgotten mercy? Is He too angry to pity us? Selah. Then I say, this is what makes me sad. For years the power of God Most High was with us. I remember what the Lord did. I remember the miracles You did long ago. I think about all the things You did and consider Your deeds. God, Your ways are holy. No God is as great as our God. You are the God who does miracles. You have shown people Your power. By Your power You have saved Your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. God, the waters saw You. They saw You and became afraid. The deep waters shook with fear. The clouds poured down their rain. The sky thundered. Your lightning flashed back and forth like arrows. Your thunder sounded in the whirlwind. Lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. You made a way through the sea and paths through the deep waters, but Your footprints were not seen. You led Your people like a flock by using Moses and Aaron. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, there are just a few more chapters left in the book of Deuteronomy, and we're seeing the final hours of the life of Moses. We've been with him for a long time, haven't we? He's been a faithful servant of God and a leader of the people. But as they're getting ready to enter the Promised Land, God is preparing him, the people, and the man who will take his place for the transition. Because remember, God told Moses that he would not be allowed into the Promised Land. So, as I said at the top of today's episode, today is the 9th anniversary of LifeSpring Media. I'm so humbled that God called me to the brand new medium of podcasting to proclaim His name, and I'm even more blown away that He's continuing to call me to do new things. I'm amazed that You invite me into Your life, and I do not take that for granted. Your time is the most valuable thing you have, and I cherish the time you share with me. As you know, my new show, This Life of Faith, will debut today. Keep an eye out for it at thislifeoffaith.com. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to the show free at the website, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are found. I'm still working on the final touches of the first episode, so I'd better get this show out to you. So, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.